Hello and welcome to Beetle Weekly Wednesdays, the Beetle Weekly, that is only hosted by me and is only done on Wednesdays. It's the middle of the week, so I feel it's a good time, so you know, you can relax, you don't have to be so uptight about waiting for the next Beetle Weekly if you actually listen to the show. But I'm assuming that since I'm recording this, somebody must be listening to the show. And according to the statistics on Podomatic, my podcast hoster, I have nearly 100 downloads over the past 2 weeks, so I don't think that that's that bad. I don't think that that's not over the average. But so far, you people really seem to be enjoying the podcast, so I fixed up this little thing for you. Don't tell Albert. He doesn't know. Anyway, what you're listening to right now is the Mission Impossible theme. We're going to be listening to a lot of stuff like this in the background. Stuff that preferably has no words. If you want to suggest a song that has no words for the background, maybe I'll play it. Just email me at beetle1042000@yahoo.com. Email me a sound file too, either MP3 or WAV. Either would be fine. Okay, basically what we do here is we just discuss everything that's been going on in the news and everything else. But, you know, Beetle Weekly will always make anything funny. Even assassinations. But we won't go into that right now. Let's start with something a little bit light. Jerry Lewis, the maker of The Nutty Professor in 1963, the original one without Eddie Murphy, is staging a Broadway musical of The Nutty Professor. I can't really imagine some big crazy professor like singing opera music that actually has an influence on the plot. Maybe that's just me, but I don't see it happening. Pretty much I think it's going to be a ridiculous scheme that this guy's put together, and I don't think it'll really work out the way everybody wants it to. But either way, it's going to make a lot of money, it's going to make him a lot of money, but he is almost at his death. This must be something not for money reasons. This guy is dying, and he's putting together this show, probably because he wants to have one last big stand, even though we're not going to have, like, a million more Nutty Professors with different actors every time. Kind of like Mike. First they had that Little Romeo kid, but now he's doing his own crappy show, so they had to take him off, and, you know, what's he doing now? They have some other short kid on there, who apparently has the power to play basketball because he puts on a pair of old shoes. But that's what we're going to start off with, and the song has just ended, so we're just going to play some Sleep All Day by Real Big Fish, a good, somewhat soothing song. Our next thing is about Bush's amendment being rejected. He wanted to make an amendment against gays. His good old hickey pride didn't go away, did it? But anyway, now that we know that, if you didn't already know that, it was all over the news, so where the hell have you been on Mars? Anyway, the amendment was rejected. What a surprise. I think what really shocks me about this whole thing is that Bush would even think to do this after all the crap he's given everybody. I mean, there's already millions of protests going on, and he hasn't even said anything about it yet. With all his screw-ups, he couldn't have possibly believed that he was doing something good or helpful for people like himself. But, I don't know. Bush will never learn. But I'm not one to really talk about Bush. He also says, this is one of his new things, he says that immigrants must learn English to come into America, now that, you know, what's going on. They must learn English, so some Japanese guy has to come in here and he needs to learn English to be in this country. And in other news, still in terms of politics, we are bombing Afghanistan. we are bombing Afghanistan because I don't know why. We are just bombing them for whatever stupid reason that's to come. But what I really found interesting about this is when I was looking at it, the Russians, who were the communists, they were bombing Afghanistan because they believed that Afghanistan was being independent and not communist anymore. In a way, that's kind of what we're doing. We're like the Russians. We're like the USSR, and we're bombing Afghanistan now. We've become communists. Well, not really. I think you catch my drift. But what I mean is, the Russians did that so many years ago because they wouldn't listen to them, and now we're doing it because they won't listen to us. Just kind of... ugh. These people, these politicians, these big fat guys, these vice presidents going around with their big rifles. They look a lot like my character in World of Warcraft. His name is Gigant. Looks just like him, Dick Cheney does, with a gun. He's got his little musket. He's shooting people. Ravaging around with his big guns. But I'm getting a little off topic now with my hatefulness towards politics. So we're gonna get into a lighter subject, because the song is ending. Bye. Okay, this is Sandstorm by some techno band. The song is called Sandstorm. The band who sings it is called Club. It's the most popular techno song ever. If you don't like techno or you don't like this song, too bad. You're gonna have to deal with it. It's not that loud. You can't really bother anybody. It's a little bit pumpy. You know, pump. Anyway. Apple is going to release, Apple is the company responsible for you listening to me right now. Apple is going to release a U2 special edition iPod, if anybody gives a crap. But if you do, it's going to be a nice little gift, you should buy it. They did the same thing with the Harry Potter iPod, for some reason it sold. I like Harry Potter, but I don't like it enough to have him posted on my iPod. No thank you, Dan Radcliffe, I don't love you that much. Because I am not an obsessed fanboy. I know the corruption that Harry Potter has caused some of my friends. I do like it, I read the books, I see the movies, but I am not that huge of a fan as I used to be when I was about 10 or 11. I used to own all the books, I used to read them constantly. I read Order of the Phoenix about 5 times. A little while ago came out. Now, you know, this new one came out, and I read it twice, and I'm happy with it. Then Goblet of Fire came out, and, you know, I'm alright with that. I didn't really like it. But what I mean is, I'll end the show on this happy little note. All these franchises, they kill people. They mess up people. Anime is has to be one of the most misguided things I've ever seen. The art, everything is just pretty much cliched. Sorry, anime fans, but I don't like you. We've taken stabs at Asia before, and we still are taking stabs at Asia because it is fun to take stabs at Asia and the Japanese. With the song coming to a close, I think we could end it on one more small note. Let's see, Derek Jeter, yeah, he's a... Everybody knows about him. But on the Wii, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption is coming out. And IGN has over 50 new screens. And an HD run through. It should be good. I don't really know anything about it. And I don't intend to look in the, 20 seconds we have left. Yeah, this podcast is about 10, 11 minutes long. It's a mini cast. Don't expect this big 30 minutes thing like you're usually gonna get. I don't know, this is microscopic compared to some podcasts. Like Mugglecast, I love that podcast, but it's so long. It's 2 hours long. I can't listen to them talking about one character for 2 hours. No offense, Andrew, but you know, I love you and everything, but minimize it a little bit. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Beetle Weekly Wednesday.